You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And running on a Friday morning. It is Gordon Damer with you here on The Fan. The number, of course, you know, 888-808-1019. You can find me on the old Twitter machine, at Gordon Damer, taking you up until 5 a.m., your overnight oasis, right here on WFAN. And oh my goodness, we've had so many twists and turns in the last 24 hours. And I think the headline for tonight is, Giant fans, take a breath. Giant fans, you can relax a little bit. And of course, what I'm talking about is John Harbaugh watch. What is he doing? Where is he going? He's taking his daughter to law school. He's connected to this team. He's got connections here. He's got connections there. There have been Twitter fights about whether or not the Dolphins have technically reached out to Harbaugh's camp officially or not. So what is going on? And what's going on is Giant fans getting very nervous, right? They've got this dream right in front of them. And the dream is an established Super Bowl winning head coach coming in, riding in and rescuing your organization that has been stuck in the weeds, in the dump for the last decade or more. And John Harbaugh is their savior. Now, to me, I think that there are three, as I said last night, three acceptable candidates who would immediately put the Giants back on the road to respectability. They are Kevin Stefanski, Mike McCarthy, and John Harbaugh. But it's clear Giant fans have a favorite. And that is John Harbaugh. And they're getting a little nervous. Because this offseason did not get off to the best of starts. You know, blowing the number one overall pick, what that could have meant for the long-term impacts it could have had, trading down and stockpiling draft picks. And then, of course, getting the news that Joe Shane was actually coming. He is actually coming back. Wow, all right. But now, there's been another turn where it seems like, hey, the guy that we were floating in the course of the season, and in the course of the season when we brought up Harbaugh, it seemed a little far-fetched, didn't it? Like the Ravens are going to move off John, even though there was smoke there, even though there were reports there, there was some talk. But Giant fans are getting a little nervous because just when it looked like this was a done deal, On Thursday, all of a sudden, a new development. The Miami Dolphins firing Mike McDaniel. And it seemed like the Giants had a new competitor, a new entrant had joined the field. And Giant fans, they want this done yesterday. They want this wrapped up. And they can't get it wrapped up because John Harbaugh is waiting until after the weekend. And that has to make you a little nervous because you have to wonder, is that just him kind of catching his breath before he gets involved with another organization and goes through the whole jumping through hoops of interviews and talking to this team and weighing his options? Or is this strategic because he wants to see what ends up happening this weekend with the playoff teams? The Eagles and the Bills and the Steelers and the Niners and this team and that team and who's going to lose their coach? This is what I want to relay to you over the next 3 hours. If you come away from this show with only one piece of information, it is, know this, Giant fans. You do not have to worry about the Miami Dolphins. Let me repeat that. When it comes to John Harbaugh, you do not have to worry about the Miami Dolphins. Now, let me explain how I know this. There are more popular hosts on this station. There are more beloved hosts on this station. There are more knowledgeable hosts on this station. But when it comes to the loser Miami Dolphins, there is no one more well-versed in their morons than I am. No one, maybe on planet Earth, is more informed about what a loser organ. If it was a college, I would be summa cum laude or whatever it's called when it comes to the losers that are the Miami Dolphins, because they are not a serious NFL team. Under their owner, Stephen Ross, they are an NFL embarrassment. Stephen Ross has owned the Dolphins since 2009. Imagine, if you will, doing something over that period of time, over what, 17 years, and never getting any better at it. Like, if you wanted to take up crocheting, over 17 years, you might not be a good crocheter by the end of the 17 years, but you would be better than when you started crocheting 17 years before. Stephen Ross is an anomaly in that in 17 years, he has never gotten any better at being an NFL owner. He is the same moron today that he was back in 2009. And I've watched each and every year, each and every week. I've been there like a moron. And in terms of a sports fandom, I am like the guy who is the old timer in the prison, right? Like, I'm Brooks from Shawshank. If you've ever seen Shawshank, I am Brooks. I have been stuck here since this prison basically opened up. Other people have come, other people have gone, but I've been here the whole time. So I am well-versed in what the Dolphins do and what the Dolphins do not do. And I will tell you right now, you do not have to worry about the Dolphins landing John Harbaugh. And I realize from the NFL insiders, that's not a popular opinion. From the people who are working the information lanes, that's not a popular opinion right now. But I will bet you there is no one that has lived with this organization that I have rooted for since 1982 that knows it as well as I do. And it's not that hard. Just assume the worst thing that could possibly happen and expect that to happen, because that's what always happens. And especially as Stephen Ross with the owner, he couldn't find a good head coach if the guy fell out of the sky and landed on his head and introduced himself as, "Hi, I'm a good NFL head coach." Now, Stephen Ross is clearly a real-world genius. He is a billionaire. Some reports are $10 billion, $15 billion, I don't even know. Who can keep track? How would you be able to keep track of that? If I had that much money, I would just call my bank every single day just to hear my balance. But in terms of being an NFL owner, he is Sling Blade. If you've ever seen the movie Sling Blade with Billy Bob Thornton, that's what he is as an NFL owner. He is Sling Blade. He has never gotten it right. Think about all the decisions an NFL owner makes in the course of the year.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And he has gotten a high level of them, all the big ones especially, wrong every single time. Stephen Ross makes Woody Johnson look like Robert Kraft. And I've heard many calls, many reports, but Stephen Ross, he's got all this money, and he's going big coach hunting. Is he now? Did he just acquire this money yesterday? Was he the Powerball winner from a couple of weeks ago for the whatever billions, a billion and a half dollars? Did he win that? Has he never gone big coach hunting before? I'm pretty sure he's done that before. How? Let's go back and hit. How'd that turn out? Now, he has not gone, I don't believe, at least not publicly, gone after John Harbaugh before, but he has gone after Jim before. Did he ever, was he ever able to land him? No. Did Jim turn him down once and go to one team and then just stay at that team for the rest? No. He's changed teams a bunch of times. Stephen Ross's great relationship with Jim Harbaugh has never landed Jim Harbaugh. There was a couple of years ago, I think it might have been Boomer that had the original report about Sean Payton going down to Miami. There were some reports after that about Sean Payton, Miami, Sean Payton. Do you remember Sean Payton coaching Miami? I don't. Wasn't able to seal the deal there either. Then, of course, there was the very public one where he was tampering with Tom Brady. Failed there, too. Didn't close the deal. Now, in real-world sense, closing the deal, Stephen Ross clearly is very good at that. He's a real estate billionaire. In terms of NFL circles closing the deal, he is Willie Loman from Death of a Salesman. He is Shelley the Machine Levine from Glengarry Glen Ross. He is a stone-cold Bobo. I can't make this. I'm trying to make it as clear as possible. I hope that you can hear the 40-plus years of rooting for this organization in my voice. And it's good news for you. Because you do not have, let me remind you, you do not have to worry about the Miami Dolphins. Let me make that clear. Go to bed tonight. Listen for the 3 hours if you can. If not, catch it on the Odyssey app. But when you hit, your head hits the pillow as a Giant fan, you can feel good that you are not going to lose out on John Harbaugh to the loser Miami Dolphins. Because again, Stephen Ross wouldn't know a good head coach if he landed on his head. An organization that has been desperate for leadership, an established head coach since the moment Stephen Ross got there. And he's never landed one of those guys. Nobody is going to Miami.
Well, but, you know, they just fired Mike McDaniel, so obviously there's a plan in place.
What would make you think that?
They wouldn't fire McDaniel without knowing about John Harbaugh.
Really? Why would you be so confident about that? Clearly, you, my friend, luckily for you, have not followed the Miami Dolphins under the leadership of Stephen Ross. Over the last two decades, they absolutely would have fired Mike McDaniel without knowing what the next step was. And people kept asking, well, why'd they fire McDaniel on Thursday? It's at least a possibility that Stephen Ross found out on Thursday that the NFL season ended back on Sunday. That cannot be ruled out. That's the level of ineptitude that we are talking about. They are not a serious organization. End of sentence. End of paragraph. So when I say that Stephen Ross wouldn't know a good head coach if he landed on his head, further proof of that is he hasn't even known a good head coach when the head coach was working for him. The Dolphins decided to pass on both Dan Campbell and Todd Bowles, who were serving as interim coaches, so they could hire Joe Philbin and Adam Gase. This is not a serious organization. Stephen Ross is the owner who hired a coach so that they could tank, and they hired a coach who was morally opposed to intentionally losing games. Now, look, strange things have happened before, but this would be right up there with the miracle on ice if this happened. This would be beyond the miracle on ice. If the Giants end up losing John Harbaugh to the Dolphins, that would be a new low point for the Giants organization. Because also factor in, the Dolphin job is probably the worst job in the NFL. Of the open jobs right now, the Ravens are clearly the best. The Dolphins are probably the worst. Now, maybe that's my cynicism speaking to a certain degree, but they have no quarterback. They have a quarterback who they don't want anymore, who's going to cost them $99 million of dead cap space. They're in salary cap hell, and their roster, oh yeah, by the way, is also terrible. And you know that because they fired their GM during the season. There is not a set of circumstances available this NFL offseason that could align that would make the Dolphins a better team in 2026 than they were in 2025. They basically can put that into like a speed up zone where they fast forward to 2027. If you were playing as the Dolphins or actual organization on Madden and you took a look around at the circumstances, you would say, fast forward the season till 2027. Let me pick things up a year from now. A year from now, oh, maybe they'll start to come out of it. Chances are they won't, although Stephen Ross is 85 years old. That's how bad they are. You can find more silver linings with other organizations than you can with the Dolphins. The Raiders' job, which until the Dolphins fired Mike McDaniel, that was the worst job. But at least they got the first pick. They're going to be able to get their quarterback in the future. Might be Fernando Mendoza, might be Dante Moore. I don't know. But at least they got a lane. At least there is a series of options where I'm not saying they're going to be good anytime soon, but you at least can have a little bit of hope. Hope doesn't return to Miami until 2027 at the earliest. It's like a construction project. You ever see, like, you go by a store and they say we're going to be closed until at least blah, blah, blah? That's the Dolphins. Now, Hope is probably not going to return to Miami in 2027 either, but at least that's the first available slot where they might have a little bit of hope. So as I would say, as I opened with, Giant fans, this is going to be okay. Now, I'm not saying you don't have anything to worry about. I still think that the Giants and John Harbaugh, it's going to happen. It's going to take a little while. He wants to take his time. He wants to see what happens this weekend. But your threats are a team this weekend deciding to get rid of their coach. That's the threat. That's the biggest concern that you have right now. It's not of the available jobs, or at least it shouldn't be. So maybe this weekend you might, this might sound painful, you might want to root for the Eagles. You don't want the Eagle, you don't want that possibility opening up. You might want to root for the Bills. You might want to root for the 49ers or the Steel. Root for those teams. And remove them from the possibility. Because if you get past this week, you'd have to think that those teams are sticking with who they got. But I can tell you, the one thing you don't have to worry about, and worry, sometimes worry multiplies, right? You find one thing to worry about, and then you find something else to worry about, and then you're worrying about everything all the time. I'm telling you right now, there is no need to worry. The Miami Dolphins are not a serious football organization. And they are not about to walk in and steal John Harbaugh from you. And I'm not saying that this is going to happen because a lot of people have made the connection to the assistant GM with the Chargers who knows John Harbaugh, who's interviewed for the Dolphins GM job. And people have said, well, if he gets the GM job, clearly that's a sign that John Harbaugh is going to go to Miami. It really isn't. Because if there is an organization in the NFL that would fire their head coach, hire somebody thinking it's going to lead to the head coach that they want coming there, and they bring in a new GM that has connections to that guy, and yet they still end up striking out on the guy they really wanted, if there's an organization in football that would happen to, it is the Miami Dolphins. So Giant fans, rest easy, sleep easy. Go watch the games this weekend. Enjoy the games this weekend. Keep an eye on the Eagles. Keep an eye on the Steelers. Keep an eye on the Bills. Keep an eye on all of it. Because that's where the threat comes from. It does not come from Miami. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. 888-808-1019. Coming up, we'll get into other NFL stuff with the Giants and their head coach. If the Giants actually end up losing out on John Harbaugh, what's the plan then? Mike McDaniel, who might be one of the most underrated coaches, and how today was actually one of the best days for Mike McDaniel in 2026. He got it already out of the way right away by getting fired by Miami. We'll hit on some Jet stuff, some baseball stuff, lots to do.